Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some more healings with all of you and talk about the light shift and the ascension process and your spirit. So I guess we'll first just do a chakra alignment here, and then we'll have Sylvia come on here. So here we go. So we're going to go to your, in fact, I'll just have Sylvia come on. Sylvia, are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here.
Got some people coming on a little bit late. They won't miss it.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here with you today. And I'll just tell you briefly that our theme for this week is going to be walking with your spirit. And we're going to gear each of the four shows this week to this subject of developing a closer connection with your divine self. And, of course, Ron will be doing live heart-based healings all through each hour of the four shows that we do. And today, specifically, our theme is opening to your heart, and that will be very nice with the chakra opening to help you with that. So basically, we want to talk about how the heart energy relates to your spirit and how our planet has become very rooted in mental energy and how getting into the heart energy is necessary for aligning with the new energies that are coming to our planet for the upcoming ascension. So we'll talk all about that. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you with your questions or comments on the fast chat. So I guess over to you, Ron, to start with the chakra alignment, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay, wonderful. So we're just now going to have the light shift connect to your heart center. And remember, the chakras need to be orientated in the right perspective just for you. So the chakras can move around and be out of orientation with your other energetic systems of your body. So this is one of these invisible energies that is with us. So here we go. I'm going to reposition your heart center so it's correct for you. Perfect. And now we're going to go up to your throat chakra. There we go. And now we're going up a little bit higher to your third eye. There we go. And now we're going back down to your power chakra. And I'm yawning, so we have some density there from some of you out there. So, and you might know who you are. Boy, wow. So either you're lacking a lot of energy, whoever or whatever people out there need this here. It could have been a psychic attack done to you. You could have been very angry. Whenever that happens, naturally your chakra turns and needs to be in the defensive, so it won't allow anybody to attach to you. Boy, there's a lot of energy there on the power chakra. Holy cow. Okay. And second chakra there and first chakra. Okay, let's do an opening here. So we're going to go to the heart chakra first. So this will allow your chakras to be open more than what they are now. Typically, we go body width for everybody. So here we go, heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Well, I got to go to the third chakra next here. Well, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Spin, 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 open. Spin, 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 open. Spin, 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 open. Wow. Spin, 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 open. Spin, spin, open. Spin, spin. Okay, we're going to take some cords out of your power chakras here. So just sit back and relax here. Wow, this is real dense. This is the most denseness that I had on this radio program, working with energy with people. Oh, boy. Oh. Well, there we go. Okay, disconnecting these energy cords that are taking away your life force energy. There we go. That feels better. So power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, spin, open. Now we'll go up to your throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Wow. Okay, let me just do a scan here. Okay, let's get you all into your bodies properly. So we're going to take you out of your body momentarily right now and put you back in again. There we go. There, do it again and again. There, wonderful. Still feel a lot of emotional energy, so we're going to momentarily, for maybe the next 5 minutes, hold your emotional body out of your physical structure. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as your emotional body starts to leave you. It'll be right alongside of you. This will give your body some chance to heal. So here we go. We're just kind of like moving it out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. There, great. Okay, you should feel your body's relaxing now. I believe everybody probably actually can feel this here, because you can feel tension in your body being released, or that you're not hanging on to it. So there we go. Perfect. Okay, now check your chakras. Heart chakra, spin open. Throat, spin open. Third eye, spin open. Power chakra, spin open. Second, spin open. First, spin open. Wonderful. So just kind of sit there with this energy, and I'll put some music on. Didn't expect to do this, but we're doing it, so this is what you people need. So just relax and start to regain your spiritual energy back to yourself. There, now that we got some balanced energy here.
Yes, I'm here, and it feels so much better. And basically, I thought of one thing you were mentioning while you were doing that, that sometimes that can be caused, blockages like that can be caused by psychic attacks that people can get from other people or other energies. And one time there was a clearing that was done where I think it was about 21 days altogether where the psychic attacks were cleared from people. Is that something that would be appropriate for today?
Boy, yeah, let me think here. Yeah, we could probably do it. We'll do it for 1 week here.
Okay.
So here we go. So remember, the psychic attacks, right away when you hear that word, it sounds like a very negative thing. Well, that's the same thing that people do. It's the same under the same umbrella as using mind control and using your mind to create your reality. It's the same process where you're going against free will of someone else, typically, to bring you something in your life that you desire. This is why the difference with the healings that the Life Shift does is heart healings, and very few people are doing heart healings. They're all mind healings. And most of the New Age churches are using mind healing. So is under the same umbrella as witchcraft, you know, sorcery, psychic attacks. It's all the same energy when the mind is used to control something outside of yourself to bring something to you for what you think is your best and highest good. And this is also done as people transmit their mind energies for earth healings. It's the same process, you know. So just think of when you do an earth healing, and even though your heart is open, and you may just think that you're doing this wonderful, fantastic thing, you're sending the earth a psychic attack. And if you're any type of energy worker, you will know that when you work on some people, their body will reject your energy. And that's only because that's the way it is perceiving it, because it's getting energy that's foreign to it. And so this is kind of how I perceive it. You always want to run hard energy to somebody. And that really is not taught in any of the schools. And it's so easy to use your mind to control things, you know, like bending a spoon or something, you know. So anyway, this is kind of the scenario that the show is about, too. So we kind of led into it through the back door by someone out there having their chakras turned because of mind energy, being angry, number one. Maybe you're angry with someone. Or number two, maybe somebody attacked you. So anyway, this is what happened. This is a great example of why you don't want to use mind energy to control other people. So what we're going to do now is let's go back the next 7 days, the last 7 days in your life. We're going to release the mind energy from you. So this is what people have brought to you to try to take away your energy. So this is mind control, psychic attacks, people sending you good thoughts, okay? Or negative thoughts. It's still all the same. It's just manipulation of energy. So here we go. Sixth chakra for 1 week back. Cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One day back. Next day back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next day back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more day back. Fourth day, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fifth day, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth day back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 week away, seventh day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There, so now you can kind of feel what it's like to be free of these energies that people projected to you. And even if they could all be 100% good intentions, but can you really use that energy? Because it's not your energy. It's not uniquely for you. The divine knows your energy. Nobody and anything around knows who you are and what your spiritual blueprint is, the frequency of that. So when you project energies to people, at that point, those energies can cause harm to you. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Feels very good. It feels just kind of like a lighter sensation and a freer and just more heart-based to have that cleared. And, you know, I was thinking about a lot of times what people run into just in regular situations in their offices or work with people having any kind of, negative thoughts, frustrations, irritations, and things that kind of get swung around, not necessarily intentional or even conscious, but oftentimes those emotions just kind of get swung around in your environment, and that's probably some way that we pick these up as well. Is that correct, would you say?
Yeah, so if you were to even, you know, after this show, just get out a piece of paper and write down, not all of your thoughts naturally, but thoughts that you had of frustration toward anything. Remember, you're pointing out an energy cord to that. Those that you're working on your computer and the computer crashes or a program doesn't work and you get frustrated, well, you just shot energy into that computer. Now, that's your own life force energy that you gave up through your thoughts, okay? And so what's that doing to the computer? Being electronic, maybe not too much this time, but maybe in a year or so, maybe the computer may have a problem with psychic energy, and it may not respond properly. So that's kind of getting a little far out, but basically this is what happens. And I saw one lady who was helping a mechanic work on her car, so she's able to be in tune with her vehicle. So she was using not her psychic energy, but her heart energy, and she was telling the mechanic what is wrong with her car. Now, the mechanic didn't really believe her until he started working on the vehicle. And then at that point, he was able to listen to her, and then he could go right to the problem, because it was like about three or four things that it could have been, but she had it actually zeroed in by using hard energy. And she was not using her psychic energy, because she was a very heart-based person. And not too many people are really heart-based. Most people are mental. And this is why the people use mental clearings, because this is where they live in their realm. You can read books. All books are mental normally. And so the energy in the heart is very difficult to describe what it's like when you're there. So, and a lot of people, when you go to your heart center, you're trying to take your analytical mind and look at your heart and describe how the heart is working and how this energy is coming into your heart. And it's impossible, because the heart is a whole different frequency. You know, it's a completely different energy, you know, and the energy in the heart does not have mind intent to it. It has love energy. And so love sometimes gets mixed up, and people talk about love, and then right away your mind goes into the mental aspect of love, and then you think about typical human love, and that may even branch into sexuality. So right away you're going into the emotions of love. Well, that love energy is not the same in your heart. It cannot be defined in the mental terminology. It's a whole different energy. And this is where I think most people fall down in understanding the difference of the two, because they try to go into their heart with their mental energy to look for it. And you're never going to find it with your mental energy. It's impossible to look for, because then you're in your mind. So then you're looking at the mind of your heart. Okay, so your heart, your mind, you probably do have a heart inside of your mind, but you're not in the proper area of your spirit. And so you get done with an exercise and you go, well, yeah, I didn't really feel too much. Well, your mind's telling you that. And so it's actually a spiritual feeling of togetherness, of just being like all that there is. It's the feeling of I won't really say oneness, but it's a feeling of it's a feeling of love, but love is still a word that we use here. And then you go into the emotional aspect of what that really means. So it's very hard to describe. But once you connect to your spirit inside of your heart and you walk with your spirit, then you know the difference and you're out of the mental plane. And this is part of the problem with the people who just maybe don't feel or understand, that they're trying to mentalize the whole process. And, everybody has to go through this step in their life to finally connect to the divine some way, if they do it at all. So the process is that Jesus taught was to get people out of their heads, get them away from rituals, get them away from using, in a sense, earth magic, of using mental energies or using some energy from the earth, crystal energy, you know, whatever there is that people are using for that aspect of healing, and to get into your heart to do those type of healings. And it's much harder to go into your heart because you have to do a complete surrender. And most people are not willing to do that. So I kind of hope that, I'm kind of coming clear with this with people. So what we're going to do now is drop us into our heart center. And don't look for it with your mind. Ask your mind not to be even associated with you during this process. You know, to tell the mind to turn off its circuits for a short time so you can actually be inside of your mind in the quietness and that stillness of your spirit, which is your divine connection. So here we go. Just kind of, if you'd like, visualize the elevator again. We do this on almost all the shows. So your mind, we'll say, is in your forehead, for instance, and your head is the 10th floor, and your heart center, where your spirit resides in you, this quiet space that contains the whole universe of knowledge, is there. But you have to walk into it without your ego self, without your mind working with you, because your mind does not want to be quieted normally, and it does not want to surrender its control over you. Remember about mind control here. You know, it doesn't want to do that. It'll do whatever it can do not to surrender this expression of itself. So I want you now to just release your mental imaging of whatever is there, and we're now going to drop you down. So here we go, 10th floor, so 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Now you should start to feel your spirit inside of your heart center. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. And so this now is where you should be in your heart center. It should be a feeling, but you should feel this great expansion of who you are. Your mind can never go to that expansion. Okay? It's limited by its thoughts. And our thoughts get in our way. In your heart, there's no thoughts there to judge the creation of who you are. So just stay in that energy now. And let's put some music on here for you to stay with the energy and enjoy. So we hope that you can stay in your heart, just stay there. Each time the mind wants to come in, tell it to leave, because it can't live in your heart.
Be a great time to talk a little bit more about the spirit and the spirit's relationship with the heart. And you were saying when we are really in our spirit, we feel whole and complete. And how is the heart energy, is that really just our spirit?
Well, that's a good question. In this terminology, it would be, yes. It would be how your spirit is able to come through to you to express the creativity that it's here for to do, working through your genetic coding, your DNA, into your physical expression of what you wish to manifest here on the earth plane. And so this is where your inspiration comes from, is inside of your heart with your spirit. When you start to use your mind, your spirit can come into your mind to give information to you, and then your mind picks that up. But all inspiration comes from the divine. It doesn't really come from the information that you're getting strictly, you know, from your intellect. You may read something, and then you may contemplate on it, and that contemplation is what your spirit is giving you. So this is why when people are really in the flow, we'll say, they're connected more with their spirit, the divine source, and at that point, time stops because there's no physical time typically in spirit, although there is physical time in all dimensions and locality, but when you're there working in spirit, time will stop and you can get all the information that you need.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned about the flow, because it does seem that when you are in the flow of that energy, things just unfold in a beautiful way, and it doesn't seem like it takes a lot of effort to push things into happening. So would you say if a person is feeling like they're having to really, you know, exert a lot of effort to make something happen, that they're going at it from that kind of mind and mental energy and mind control type energy or force of will rather than being in their heart?
Yes, and that's kind of what you get with the self-fulfilling prophecy of validation. So the more you look, the more you're going to have information coming to you about whatever you're looking at, and it'll keep coming to you forever until you finally decide that you've had enough of it. And then at that point, you just say, okay, I learned this process here. I don't need to learn it anymore, and then you go on to something else. But this is how people get validated by what they're doing, is because they keep working in the mental plane, and it'll just keep handing you stuff over and over and over again. Another pamphlet to read, another book to read, many books to buy. Maybe you have a whole bunch of DVDs for classes that you decided to take, and or whatever. But you keep getting information, so as you keep searching, looking for more knowledge, you know, you will get more and more and more. It's like a trap. You know, your mind just keeps wanting to understand more and more about something. And some things that could be really good on. But to try to understand spirituality, just stop and go into your heart. There's no reason to go into the search of the mind, because it'll bring you to all different venues. Like I've mentioned before, I've only read one book in the last 30 years. And I've read nothing on really a lot of metaphysical stuff or healing. I've read, I don't think, any book whatsoever on healing, because it would not serve me. I don't want to take on somebody else's belief system, or to read a 300-page book and to get one sentence out of that book that I'll need to know. What am I going to do with the rest of the information? It's just going to clutter my mind up of a bunch of useless thoughts of someone else's judgments on how they perceive something is working. And it could be correct, but I don't need to know that. I want to go right to what I need to know instantly. And I want to be in the moment to be told, as I connect, what I need to do and where I need to be and how I need to help people. I don't need a book to give me instructions on that. Otherwise, I'd be too bogged down and I couldn't do my mission here with people.
Well, we have a wonderful question on the fast chat, which is, can you give more examples of how to get out of the mind, get into the heart? And maybe we can even give our listeners an experience with that by bringing in the light being on the screen in front of them. And maybe we can even do a water charging with the mind energy versus heart energy, so they can feel that too.
Yeah, sure. If you want to all get two glasses of water right now, we'll do that process for you. And then Ed asked a question about the insignia here and how many DNA strands there are. It's just basically symbolic. Why they used the cross is because they needed a way to describe the situation of how they show the energies and how the energies move off of the source energy. So this is what Lightship decided to use for this process here. They could have used something else, but they made it like a tree, and or like a bird. But the wings would be like feathers in a sense, or actual leaves. And this is how the source creates and distributes its energy throughout the universe. So this is kind of how we're seeing the symbol. It has nothing to do with the symbol of Jesus on the cross. So if that's what you're referring to, Ed, no, it doesn't relate to that whatsoever. So I'll wait a little bit here. So what we're going to do is show you the difference in mind-charging waters. There's people doing that here where they put maybe a piece of paper or tape on their glass of water and they put good thoughts on it, and then they can look under a microscope and see, after it's frozen, how the water looks. But we're going to just show you the taste differences here. So we're going to get out of the mind here and give you an experience with taste. And then your mind's going to interpret how the water tastes for you. Remember, your mind isn't going to tell you how it tastes until you drink it. And so this is what we're trying to do now, is get you into a different aspect. And you can have your heart read the energy, too. So if everyone has their glass of water, what we're going to do, first of all, is charge the beautiful light beam. So if you're not on the website, you want to click on Monday's show at 4 o'clock. Click on it, Creation Lights Appealing. Scroll down about an inch or so on the scroll bar, and you're going to see the beautiful light beam there underneath the blinking flower. And from there, we're going to start to charge and activate this beautiful energy. This energy is from the light ship, one of the beings actually posed for this picture of her. And she's now going to be activated, bringing energy into your room here.
And I'll just mention, this is a wonderful time to actually experience heart energy, because that's where she will connect with you. So instead of just sitting there mentally trying to figure it out or experience it like that, just go into your heart and feel. You might feel a warmth coming from her or a radiation. You might feel your heart chakra moving. You should feel something. If you don't, you can also put your palms up closer to the monitor, and you may feel the energy coming into the palm chakras there. And maybe it'll even help you if you close your eyes to sense that energy more, although she is very beautiful to watch as well.
Okay, so she's fully activated now. If you just look at her, she'll look like she's real without any movement, but it looks like there is life in this photograph here, the picture of her, and her eyes are emitting white light. And you can almost see her smile when you look at her different ways here. And so get your first container of water, and we're going to charge this energy up with your mind. So whatever you wish to think, you can. If you want to think of love energy or anything else, you can do this here. But this is the mind energy that you have. Remember, this is like a psychic attack to the water. Okay? Remember, you're projecting and changing the force of will of something. Okay? So this is what we're doing right now. And your mind is doing this process. And the heart's left out of this here. This is just mental energy charging your water. And it's starting right now. And this normally takes about 20 seconds, so you might feel your mind energy moving down your arms, moving into the palm of your hands. You might feel it, working that way. You might be able to look at the water and project thoughts into it. Remember, this is all thought projection. This is what's taught nowadays in most of the religious New Age thought processes. It's like motivation speaking, how you can feel better by thinking better thoughts, how you can manipulate people's energies to control them to get energies brought to you and be successful in your life by making somebody poorer than you. So here we go. This feels like it's charged up to me. So just put this water aside, okay? Don't drink it yet. And now get your second container of water and put that now in front of you. And now we're going to have this light being connect to your heart. This is the divine energy coming into you. This is the energy that created you. And they only work heart to heart. They don't work with the mind. Some churches use the terminology, the mind of God. Well, it's not the mind of God, it's the heart of God. And then the heart of God, if you want to use that terminology, works with the conscious mind of the people. But it's not necessarily the mind of God. That's the teaching's kind of got skewed there a little bit. So as you have your hands on the water, you may feel this wonderful heart energy going through your body. It's an energy that you're going to recognize because this is the divine working through you. It's very relaxing, very calming, very peaceful. And the water is about half charged up now. And remember, your thoughts are not going to interfere with this heart energy because the light ship will not allow this to happen. Okay, it looks like it's done now. So I'd like everyone to sample the first container of water, your glass of water that you charge with your mind, and take a sip of that. And I won't make any comments on mine here. And then also now take your second container of water, your second glass, and take a sip of that now and see how that tastes. Okay. So, you want to comment, Sylvia? Or should we wait for Fast Chat to come on?
Well, I'll just say that mine are very different, and even more than the water, just the way that I felt during those two experiences was completely different. So I'd love to hear from people what they experienced and how they felt during each of those two separate times.
Yes, that would be good. So, yeah, the energy is different. So hopefully you've had a nice experience with either one of these here. By the emails that I have received from other people who have done this, they had a hard time drinking the mind water. It was kind of bitter tasting. The mouth didn't really want to even have the water inside of your mouth. But, you know, this is, like I said, an individual experience for you. So everybody's a little different on how they experience these energies here.
Maybe in the meantime we can talk about more examples of the difference between the heart energy and the mind energy. And, you know, I think one of the ways you can kind of look out and watch people, especially really young kids, they're usually coming from the heart energy. You know, they're until they get kind of maybe into school and they start experiencing bullies and different kinds of things. Usually you see them just coming straight from the heart and being very loving. You can sense the energy if you read something, like Ron was saying, most things seem to be written from mind energy, but every once in a while you'll read something and it'll just really resonate with your spirit and heart energy, and it'll be like somebody just was saying something completely from their heart, from a position of love. Maybe you have some other comments on that, Ron?
Yes, so when you do feel the love energy, if you can sense it, remember, it's not going to hit you over the head, but you may actually remember the energies of love. When people go to the light ship or we have these healings where they're heart-based energies, all of a sudden you realize that there's something that you maybe haven't experienced for a long time, and or you say, man, I kind of remember this energy. So each time you go to the light ship or on my conference calls, you know, then at that time, you are rubbing elbows with these divine energies, and these energies are typically aspects of you that you probably have forgotten about. And so what happens is all of a sudden the energies get resonating more and more with you, and all of a sudden you become that energy. And then at that point you're in oneness with that one creative source energy of these different attributes. And at that point you're in the flow, and then you go to another one. So it's very nice to go on the sessions that I have because you're able to re-experience who you really are. And it's not a mind energy whatsoever. It's an energy that, you know, was out there that we're sort of missing here. And, you know, like we've talked about the negative side here, keeping us in thought, keeping us trapped here on this planet in mind control. And we're trying to get our way out of it, but the more we think sometimes, the more deeper we get entrenched. And if you all look at your library of books and you divide it off into which ones are metaphysical, you're going to see how much you're searching. And like I say, all you need is one book and one page, and it'll say go within. And just think how much money you could have saved. But anyway, we'll just kind of change that slightly here, and we're going to go now to a different type of heart energy. And we're going to go down to the Creation Lightship logo here, this insignia which the light beam doctors have on their uniforms. And we're going to activate this now for you. So just scroll down a little further on your page here. You're down probably about 2 inches. And you're going to see this beautiful light energy coming off this photograph right now. It's already activated. It started when the show started here. And it's has a crown on the top, and opposite that is the Earth. And then there's wings on it with the consciousness strands of DNA moving up the staff on it here. So it's just very, very beautiful. And this will be a heart-to-heart connection for everyone. Remember, the lightship only uses heart energy. This is what Jesus taught, to go into your heart, to know yourself, because you're not going to know yourself at all until you actually go to your heart center. This is where the divine resides in you. It's the only place where it is. And until you connect, you're going to always feel lonely. So this energy is being activated right now. Very, very beautiful. So I'll just put some music on and you can experience the lightship energy. And if you wish to go on the fast chat, just click on it. It's just above this here, underneath the light beam. It'll say BBS Fast Chat. We didn't never mention that, but just click on it, and the screen will come up on the left-hand side here. So here we go. Just sit back and relax, and enjoy this wonderful experience of creation lightship energy. This is the divine that created you coming into you. Request your healings now if you like. How are you doing, Sylvia? I'm very relaxed right now.
That is very relaxing and beautiful energy. Another thing that might be wonderful for people to experience is bringing in one of the saints or ascended masters, maybe Mother Mary, with that heart energy, and that's another way to really start to get to used to that feeling of that heart energy so that you know when you're in it and you're not in it, and then you can get yourself back in it when you feel that you've slipped out.
Okay, so here comes Mother Mary from the creation light ship. This is her first cause spirit energy of her creation. So it'll be transmitted from the light ship through all the different dimensions down here to you. So here she comes, Mother Mary. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There she is. So again, just connect with her. She'll come in through your heart only and ask for guidance in your heart. Remember, stay out of your head. Go to your heart, and you're going to hear that small voice with your spirit with you in communication with Mother Mary. Nice.
You know, you were talking a little bit on the fast chat with someone about how you can actually command your mind to be silent and kind of go within and speak with your spirit and ask them for help with getting heart-centered and to also ask them for guidance and to listen to yourself or your spirit. Maybe we can just talk for that. I know we just have a couple minutes left, but that would be a great thing to leave people with.
Yes, your spirit, even though you may not be fully in your body all the way, whatever's in you is going to help you if you call upon it. But you have to go into your heart center. You have to walk into your heart center with purity, which means dropping your baggage, dropping your ego, knocking on that door and coming in and, you know, ask for help. You know, we all have times in our life where we have a situation that we're dealing with, and it just at such a large scale of whatever it would be, typically negativity, that we have to at some point just surrender and give up. And that's what it takes to go into your heart center, is to get rid of that controlling faction that you have, which is our mind consciousness. This is why I talk about psychic attacks and manipulating energies of the mind, and what New Age thought is about now typically is using the mind energy to control things for your best and highest good, you know, which is not divine order typically. Divine energy is strictly everything is in love and peace, and everything is there to express, not to take away something from someone else. But the main thing is to ask your spirit for help and to surrender, to walk into your heart center. That's on my website, Love Comes Walking In, the song from Van Halen. You know, it's very, very nice. You know, you need to surrender. And as that love walks into you, it's like they call it, you know, on their song, it's Pull the String, Love Comes Walking In. You have to have that effort to do that process, to connect back to yourself. And your spirit will help you once you connect. But you have to make that step first. And you want to then get rid of all the energies that are interfering your spirit from working with and through you, which are the entities in you, which are the past judgments in your DNA that's preventing healing from happening. You know, there's other things too, but mainly that's the most important one, because, you know, you are a complete unit, but you have to go to your spirit first to become spiritual. You can't buy it. You can't go to any book and find out what it's about. It's a personal journey for you to finally connect to your spirit. And just by asking your spirit for help, going into your heart, that's where your answers are. It's that easy. But you have to give up the mind control, which is, you know, what you trapped yourself in. So just strictly sit back and say, man, I'm going to connect to my spirit today. And turn off all the sound in your house. Go to a place where it's maybe quiet. And, you know, each time you hear your mind start to chatter about something, you know, about paying a bill or you have to do this and that, say, just shut up. I don't want to have you run my life any longer. I want to be run by spirit, by me, that's in my body to help me. And that's the whole process, is to do that, is just to quiet that mind, which is going to take you on all different tangents of what it wants to experience. So we're getting kind of close to the end of our show. We have maybe a minute left here. So I guess we'll just say I'll sign off here. And I have conference calls for only $20. You people should all be on these calls for a one-hour healing session up on the light ship. It's just wonderful. If you want to really connect to the divine energies, this is the way to do it. And it's very, very affordable. I have these calls at 5:30 my time in California, Mondays and Fridays. They're a one-hour session, and it's the way you can have healing work done very, very easily from the light ship. So do you have anything else to say, Sylvia?
I'll just say we're going to have some great things coming up this week with more talk on this subject. Wednesday we'll be talking about more on how to consciously communicate with your divine spirit. On Friday we'll be talking about how to surrender that whole ego consciousness to fully walk with your spirit. And on Saturday we're going to talk about, if you're not home, who is?
Yeah, hello.
So please join us. Until then, have a wonderful week. And, yes, if you can, get on those conference calls, by all means. It's a wonderful thing to do. So much love to everyone, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Okay. Blessings to all.
fall into the darkness.